Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I'm Sid.
And today we're going to be doing our review of the newest action film starring Jackie Chan and John Cena, JC Squared. It just dropped on Netflix. It's called Hidden Strike. And our 60-second too-long-didn't-watch take on this movie was 1.5 hearts. Let's start with the pros here. It had Jackie Chan and John Cena.
Yeah. Beyond that, the movie had a few cons. For example, the CGI was horrendous. For a Jackie Chan movie, the fight sequences were below par. And
the jokes were mostly... They weren't even hit or miss. They were mostly missed.
Yeah. I think they had literally two one-liners that were... subpar.
So that's why we had to give this guy a 1.5. It's just not what we expect. But stay tuned after the intro for our deep dive into this movie. Welcome back to The Limit Breakdown. So we're going to be reviewing Hidden Strike, the action movie starring Jackie Chan and John Cena. So, Mr. Sid, what are your opening thoughts?
Let me get my podium. The reason we sound very apathetic about this is... this is the lowest grade we've given him.
This movie was trash.
This movie was not good.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed.
I was excited. I knew this movie is not going to be like top class, but I was expecting something, right? I love Jackie Chan. He's probably one of my favorite action stars. John Cena is actually a really good action star. A lot of his movies are pretty solid, and I like him in general. So I was expecting something. This movie, if you don't want to watch this movie, you don't have to. Don't watch it. It's not good. The only good thing about this movie is those people were in it, Jackie Chan and John Cena.
Look,
I don't know what else to say. It was not a good movie.
So, like, I had high expectations. I saw the trailer. I'm not going to lie. The trailer looked bad. The CGI looked absolutely awful, and it looked at, but I thought, okay, you know, maybe the nostalgia factor of Jackie Chan would be enough, and then John Cena is actually pretty funny. He's actually got like pretty decent comedic timing, so I thought maybe putting them together would be enough to carry the film, and it
was. Yeah, their chemistry, I thought it would be a lot better, but their chemistry just did not work on the screen. Yeah. Jackie Chan's usual quirkiness was weird. So in this movie, Jackie Chan is like a military I don't know the rankings in military.
Yeah, there was just
like
there was
a lieutenant, sergeant, something like that. I don't know the rankings.
Yeah. So but... I don't mean to interrupt you, but like everything about this movie was confusing. Like it was confusing what his role was specifically, but it was also confusing like what continent, what planet were they on?
Or is like, I thought it was like post-apocalyptic China at first, but then they're in the desert.
Yeah, so like, are they in the Middle East? Yeah. Or like, is he working for the Chinese government? Wasn't very clear.
The town where John Cena, you know, like adopted those people or whatever the hell he was doing there, you know, her Mother Teresa thing that he was doing there, they looked of some sort of Middle Eastern descent. They didn't have water. So I was like, okay, they're there. But then they had a Death Valley, which reminded me of very Mad Max-y, made no sense. They're moving. Something was happening at the plant. So they're moving all these Chinese scientists to some location. Later, we found out it has something to do with oil. Mm. And they get, you know, they get attacked by John Cena's mercenaries who can create sandstorms. Because they're like, that sandstorm is unnatural. That means somebody had to create it. Somebody explain that factor? Not create it. The reason is because they were trying to steal oil, largest oil heist in history, which that part, I'm like, all right, there's a plot.
Yeah.
But then closer to the end of the movie, there's like ships, like it looked like U.S. ships are coming in to take the oil? Who are they, those guys?
Yeah, there were so many questions that weren't answered. Like, where are they? Who are they?
Why are they?
Yeah. Why is Gamora?
So beyond the plot, right? Let's ignore the lack thereof. You know, people say, oh, it's a paper thin plot. There was just a lack of plot. You know, Jackie Chan's movies have usually a pretty set type of things to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's not kid ourselves. Like, Jackie Chan's movies have never had like the best plots, but what's made up for them is like it usually have great fight choreography, the action is top notch. Mm-hmm. He was famous for you know, always doing his own stunts. Mm-hmm. And I get it, man. Jackie Chan's not a spring chicken. Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting him to be doing the same type of crazy stuff that he used to do back in the day, but like it's one of those like, man, like, yeah, he's getting up there because it showed. He did not move the way that he used to.
So Jackie Chan has done another serious movie called The Foreigner, which is, you know, I forgot the actual part of the movie, but basically it's a very serious role, but there's still good fight sequences in it. And this movie did not have that. It was just not good fight sequences. Same thing with John Cena. John Cena is a phenomenal athlete. Actually,
yeah,
he's a great athlete, but even his fight sequences were like average. I think the best fight sequence was the one between them two.
Yeah.
Which was honestly one of the best parts of my movie, if there wasn't any best parts of my movie.
Yeah. And then like you were talking about, the chemistry between them wasn't really there. I thought the whole like their whole like banter back and forth was so forced, though.
Yeah.
Oh, hand signals, no hand signals.
One was like, I think the only, okay, I will say there was one thing that I found, which was, I think, very clever and funny, was when they get into the truck with a jet booster in the back, which also didn't make sense. He's like, seatbelt. And John Cena's like, ah, you know, and I'm glad they brought that in, which I thought was,
that was pretty funny,
But there was a truck with a jet attached to it. Why?
Yeah, there's some technical questions I would like to ask about that. But yeah, and then the villain was very, I'm just gonna call him Euron Greyjoy. His name is Pilu Asbeck. I butchered that, I'm sorry. But
famously, he is in
He was in Game of Thrones, I think seasons 6, 7, and 8.
Somewhere close to the end.
Yeah, he was Euron Greyjoy, Theon Greyjoy's uncle. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was the main antagonist. He was from the same village as John Cena's character was, and he was, you know, doing something to try to save the people. And that was like the initial cover story. And then, you know, of course, turns into like a mustache twirling villain.
I want to steal all the oil.
Here's the thing that bothered me, right? Like, they needed like all these passcodes and all of this stuff to get the oil pumping, right? Mm-hmm. And they needed a USB drive to get everything going. So then when they get ready to leave, he breaks the USB drive off, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, so that they can't stop the process. And I'm just like, you just pull that out with a pair of pliers.
Or, you know, if somebody knows how to say control alt delete. I mean, I understand the USB. I think the USB more is like a security thing that, hey, this initiates it. But you don't need, you can still on the computer say no or abort. Oh,
yes.
There are so many plot holes in this movie.
Yeah, no, like
I could literally go on and list so many things that made absolutely no sense. For example, the stupid nicknames that they try to do at the beginning, I thought it's gonna be something that happens later in the movie.
Yeah.
And like they tried forcing it with the half skull guy, but it didn't work. I'm sorry, I did not like this movie.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Unfortunately, I was excited about the movie. I wanted to like this movie, and then Maybe the problem is we weren't drunk. Like, maybe we need to be drunk to watch this movie.
We do not condone alcohol as a party time, but it definitely helps.
I mean, some type of enhancer would probably be necessary to enjoy this movie. Like I said, I thought John Cena and Jackie Chan would be enough. And then the other aspect of it is, I don't know how they're going to measure the success or lack thereof for this movie? Because apparently this movie had an $80 million budget.
So it was a direct-to-stream, right?
Yeah, and it well, it did release in theaters. Like, it barely nudged. I think it opened up in a couple of markets. If anything, I think it had, like, less than $2 million in total ticket sales. But it was primarily, at least here in the United States, it was straight to Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. So I think they do something about like how many people are streaming it and something like that. So I'm assuming that's the deal.
I mean, the early reports that I saw is that apparently it was trending as number one on Netflix.
But they do that because people are like, oh, cool, movie. But that doesn't mean that it's actually.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the only reason I was interested in the movie was because of Jackie Chan and John Cena, and unfortunately they didn't carry the movie. And then it seemed like this was like a product of China, whatever China's version of Hollywood is.
China Wood.
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole, even the subplot with his daughter made absolutely no sense.
Yeah,
I was like, there's no need for it. And John Cena can speak Chinese.
Well, he can speak Chinese in real life.
Really? I take that back. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But regardless, final thoughts?
Final thoughts is, if you absolutely must see this movie,
don't.
just lower your expectations, all right? Just, if you come in expecting this movie to be terrible, then it might be better than your expectations.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback on that and say we gave it a 1.5 because we don't think this is a good movie. If you're thinking about seeing this movie, don't. it's not good. Just save your time. Save that hour and a half, whatever the long movie is, and go do something else. that's all I got. Migs, take it away.
So, thanks a lot for tuning
in. I'm out.
Thanks a lot for tuning in. As always, we appreciate you guys sticking with us. Please don't forget to hit the like, comment, and subscribe button. Helps us out with the algorithm. Stay tuned for more content coming up on the channel. And as always, we appreciate you. We'll see you next time.